After fervent prayers, Galgano thought to build a hut of planks, since it was not possible to be exposed to the elements without coming down with a serious disease. It was of such small dimensions, so as to be just tight enough to cover him, which required little labor to build. Being so settled, he ordered his daily occupations, imploring those few hours in which he desisted from prayer to cut wood and make bundles of kindling in the service of the poor. Thereupon he took them on the public road, where he made a ditch for them, so that they could be collected by the poor without fatigue, to free them from the loss of time they were previously obliged to find them in the woods. Translator's footnote. Today this might seem as a minor work. However, in the 12th century, peasants spent a great deal of time collecting firewood for their heat, laundry, and kitchen. We can understand what a great act of charity this is when we realize that whole days were saved for women and children to spend more time with their families or in prayer rather than collecting firewood. He learned, meanwhile, of a holy man named William, who had assembled a community of religious penitents in common life about 25 miles from him, where there were wonderful fruits of the spiritual life. The desire was enkindled in him to participate in some fashion in such goods, and if he could not go there continuously, at least, from time to time, he might go to join the prayers of this community. This was carried into effect, and he obtained enrollment in their institution without taking away from his hermit's life. As often as he could, he went there to contribute to the common prayers and be refreshed with the bread of angels. Soon the renown of the example of the life of Galgano spread, and waves of heavenly favors bore fruit. So many signs clearly appeared that waves of people were moved to him, in order to build in sight of the holy man so as to have counsel, that he might intercede for them with the Lord. This was not in vain, since he in turn attracted various lame, as well as those afflicted with various infirmities, that were then returned to their former health, in body and soul. He humbled them with grave admonitions, and exhortations to fully change their ways, as more fully said in the history of Father Lombardelli, and as we have it in the office of the saint. Here are the exact words. Desiring to hide from renown, gleaming with holy virtues, renown nevertheless spread throughout Tuscany. Women soon came from parts of Arezzo with great faith. Blessed Galgano obtained gifts of graces to those devoted faithful of Christ and all those coming to him. Elsewhere, being filled with great virtue, Blessed Galgano destroyed vices, put demons to flight, cured the sick, ordered morals, informed virtues, and merited all this from the grace of holiness. And, as it is stated elsewhere in the office, the lame, lepers, sick, captives, and weak, whom apathy had long wearied out, the physician of heaven had restored to health through Christ.